It's not that, I mean, simple, you know. It's like, I can't figure it out. How do I put it all to death? Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. But I've been asking, I've been seeking. Well, don't stop. God forbid, don't stop. Don't stop. I was going to sing, don't stop believing, man. Journey. I think, don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, yeah. Hold on. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I guess if you are under 35, that may fall on deaf ears. Even at 35, it's like, that's 70s stuff. And I was born in 73, man. I'm even a little young for that. But see, I was in a band once, so. And then you listen to classic rock station, you pick it up. But but really, it just came to me. Don't stop believing, man. Hold on to that feeling. Yeah. Meaning, I want righteousness. I want it to be put to death. Oh, God, help me. And then from that point, my next piece of advice is now, with all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Meaning, what is virtue? Remember I said that was manliness? Be a man about it, okay? Whether you're a woman or a man, be manly about this. Meaning what? Quit crying about yourself. God's putting up with you. So why don't you just wait for God? It's only a few years. 20 years. Is it long? Is there any period that's too long to wait for some great gift from God? As I say that, I feel like, oh gosh, I don't want to come down hard on people because I... Don't make me wait, Lord. That's what I always think. Don't make me wait. But, you know, I have to be somewhat stern because, you know what? I have already kind of experienced a long wait. I hope God would... I feel like in that he taught me patience and experience. And I hope I have a little less learning to do on that front. I'd like to see an acceleration. As I'm sure everyone would who seeks the things of God. Trust. Believe. You will see it. Don't faint. Faint not at the promise of God. Don't consider the dryness of the womb, or the aliveness of the sin in your member, or the deadness of righteousness in you. Yield yourself to God. You know, which means to offer yourself. Literally, in Greek, it means to stand beside. To, you know, like you're standing. I'm here. I'm here, God. I'm here to receive the promises. You know? Be mindful. Be diligent. Don't you know that to whom you yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants you are, whom you obey? This is very simple. What you obey is whose servant you are. So if you obey sin to death, well, then you're a servant of death. You are the servant of, you know, who is the power of death? Well, Satan. He says, hey, whoever committed sin is the servant of sin. This is the way you can reveal the children of God and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Okay, this is the teachings of the apostles and of Jesus Christ. If you object, then you, honestly, you don't have the faith of Jesus Christ. Because you're not receiving the things he is instructing. I feel very stern about this because it's so memorize it. Don't you know that who you yield yourselves, servants to obey, that's whose servants you are, who you obey. Duh. Simple. So simple. That's what they're talking about, the simplicity that is in Christ. It's so sincere and so simple, yet because of the perverseness of man, it becomes so complicated because men are like, well, we can't stop sinning, so this is just, we'll just throw all this out and just believe. Just believe. I mean, because it's said back there, what? Faith. See, faith alone, through grace alone, isn't that written somewhere? Well, my pastor said it, you know. Here, the whole counsel of God is going to be weighed. When you study with me, I'm going to give you the whole counsel of God. Not just one little part. We're going to do the whole thing. because my mind drags it all in, and it's all in a big ball. And then the Spirit of God drags forth a string here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. Things old, things new. Out of his bounty, my words to you are grace, that you could obey and believe and obtain. Because you know what? If we aren't in the last days, they're coming. The end times aren't here yet, but you know what? Don't be taken unaware. And I tell you, they think it's like, well, you gotta know what the end's gonna happen with the prophecies and the nations and the peace pacts and the EU and the one worldism, and we better store food and blah, 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 blah. And I look at the prophets of old. Elijah didn't have a food storage place. He says, God had to feed the prophet, and he said, go to this woman, she'll sustain you. And she had a little cruse of oil and a little bit of barley, but it sustained them. You know, that's faith. That's why it's like, my faith is, my cellar has no food in it. No food. I'm not going to store up food against the horrible times to come. If it comes bad enough, I will sacrifice. You know what, but I don't, you know, here's the thing, is like, sacrifice and faith. I believe God. And you know what? If we die, we die. Honestly. I could just suffer and then die, lay my life down, you know, and it would be good. I don't want to see my family suffer, but you know what? If God wants them to suffer, I must yield to that. But I'm not going to be out here without faith. I'm going to say, God, if you want us to be fed, I'm going to rely on you to feed me. Some people say, well, you know, that's, you know, God helps those who help themselves. You've got to, you know, if you want God to feed you, you should just take the advice ahead of time and fill up a big storage shed full of food. And I thought, if I had done that years ago, and I, you know, I put, at one point in my life, I did, you know, I'm not coming down, I put some canned goods in my cellar. A couple of years later, I went down there, they were all rusty, and I was like, gosh, I'm like, I mean, it wasn't much, it was like, maybe 8 or 9 things. I put down like a jar of jalapenos, not a jar, it was a can of jalapenos. And the stuff looked so rancid, and I looked at the labels, I'm like, this is all expired. I'm going to eat this? This is my faith. When the cover gets bare, the last thing up there is going to be multiplied. Unless God just wants me to starve to death, in which case I'm going to have to starve to death. Do you think that in the Old Testament, when people were eating their children, were those the people of faith? You could have just laid your life down.